Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Ring the Bell. Yesterday we released part one of our look and predictions for WrestleMania Night 1, and now it's time for Night 2. But before we jump in, a reminder of who makes up this scintillating group of five. I'm your host, Andrew, with me once again. This is Mr. Ross Bell.
Hello, mate.
And Ali Thompson.
How are we?
Ryan Goodman.
Hello.
And Martin Brain.
Hello.
When's this being released, Andrew, this one? Is
this
Sunday?
This will be going out Sunday.
I cannot believe Hulk Hogan ruined the end of the Bloodline. I can't believe he came back and cost them.
I know. Just crazy, because maybe it's the whole that the Bloodline got a slightly darker skin. I don't know. Maybe it's that. Like,
and that Benoit return, I did not see that coming. Anyway,
I didn't see that at all. Yeah.
Wow. That is foreshadowing storytelling, that is.
Yep, there we go. I'll just edit in. I'll take out Hogan or Benoit, depending on what happens. It's fine.
Your choice.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, night two. Let's get started. Philadelphia Street Fight. This feels like a way to cool the fans down after a big match. Lashley and the Street Profits against the Final Testament. It's got gimmicks, so it could be good. Martin, let's start with you. What do you think?
I mean, obviously, it's been sort of rumoured and teased for the last few weeks, but it seems sort of a little bit rushed and that last minute is sort of sod it, let's just get it on the card.
Yeah.
Sort of thing, let's just get it done and that. But I say for me personally, you know, if they actually want to do something with Karrion Kross and sort of, you know, build him up and that, they have to win this.
Yeah.
I love how for a few that's dragged on for months, this still seems rushed. I don't know how that's possible. But yeah. This feud just doesn't seem to have ended and I don't think anyone's getting over.
No. It's a shame because, I mean, there's five big lads in this and Montez Ford who can all go and it can have good fun matches, but something's just not clicking. Bobby shouldn't be involved with this. Bobby should be further up the card than this, in my opinion.
The fact that there's only two members in here with any ability doesn't really help.
And they're all on a bride, all three of them.
Think back to Clash at the Castle. And Karrion Kross was sitting at ringside in like the feud, in the title picture with Drew and Roman. And now we're, what, two and a half years on? What the fuck is going on? Like, if this doesn't work for Karrion Kross, nothing will. Like,
he's Triple H's boy, isn't he? He is. His new Sheamus. He wants him to work so badly. And he's repackaged him and repackaged him and repackaged him. This has worked better than anything he's done previously. This is the strongest on mainstream wrestling character he's had, I think, on the big shows. But yeah, it's still not working, even with Paul Ellery and Scarlett and AOP with him.
I was going to say, it's just a way of getting Scarlett on the card,
yes,
really.
I'm fine with that.
Not a problem.
Let's be honest. Let's just, Triple H is there like, Scarlett, I love you.
Yeah.
You're incredible.
Let's get your mania.
This is your mania moment. Forget these guys.
These other five jumps.
The camera's going 90% of the time anyway.
Yeah, of course it will. Martin and Ryan, you both went with Final Testament. Ryan, why have you gone with the big bad heels?
I think they need it. You know, I think it would be... Yeah. If Kross loses, it's an acceptance that he's not going to work as a star on the roster.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, does people really care about Bobby Lashley and Street Profits as a team? Like, separately, sure. But I just think it's not working. Get them split. Use this as an opportunity just to let them... Street Profits can go off and do their tag matches again. Let Bobby go off and do whatever he wants. And if you want to throw Bianca in there with the Street Profits as a three-people stable, great. But I just can't see why that... Apart from a feel-good thing. But again, is it really that feel-good if Bobby and the Street Profits win? Okay. They were here was not that long ago.
They're just like, the de facto faces in this, aren't they?
Yeah. It is very much so. This team's supposed to be a heel. Ah, that's all. You are faces, despite the suit, despite all the stuff that we've made you look over the past few months.
Okay, let's move on, because I think there's bigger things that we can use the time to talk about.
That's the main event, isn't it? That's definitely the cooldown match before we get Roman versus Cody.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to have Seth versus Drew's going to be a banger. We're going to need to calm the fans down after that. So let's chuck the six boys out.
Yeah.
And just have like plunder and tables and chairs and all sorts.
Yeah,
and then you can, you know, yeah, do like a video package, two or three video packages. Then we hit the main event.
Yeah.
Job done. But up next, the mid-card feud that should be really, really good, but hasn't quite clicked for some reason. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Ross, let's start with you.
I love AJ. I'm not a fan of LA Knight. I want AJ to win. I want to know everyone else's opinions on LA Knight because I feel like I'm the outlier in this.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you not know whose game it is? Come on, guys. Come on.
I don't get it. I don't. I'm maybe too old. I don't get it. I don't know what he is. He's a poor man's Miz. Never mind. He's a poor Miz.
I think it was last week's show or week four. I said when Rock's not there, LA Knight is fine because he can be a rip off Rock. But when the Rock is there, being better than LA Knight is, you're like, hang on, what does Knight like? It's like you've got wish.com LA Knight, but we've actually got The Rock here. It's like, okay, like...
I don't know what his gimmick? Can someone explain his gimmick to me? What is he?
Is it just generic Attitude Era promo?
He's Mr. Kennedy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Without the mic. Give me a mic from the ceiling, and I'll get a little bit more behind you.
I think
all he needs is to injure Randy Orton, and he'd be there, really.
No, I like LA Knight, right? So, I think he's going to win anyway because I don't think AJ needs to win.
I did put it in because I don't really understand Mania.
I don't really understand what AJ's doing, to be honest. I don't really know what his purpose in WWE is right now in terms of...
No.
I think at this point, he's got to be thinking what his retirement match is. And that's not me being trying to be bad on AJ. That's just where we're at. And, you know, he's got a few years, you know.
But, Ryan, hold on. Sorry.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
You've literally just come out, I like LA Knight. And then in the same sentence, pretty much, AJ should be looking at retirement. This is their... You know how people say some wrestlers could wrestle a broom? This is literally
I'm not saying AJ can't. Right? I'm just saying AJ's on the end of his career right now. And LA Knight in theory is the start of his WWE. That was more the point.
Isn't he like 45?
Yeah, that's AJ, isn't he? Yeah.
That's why I said start of WWE career.
He's four years younger than AJ, but yeah.
Martin, you've gone with AJ to win along with Ross. Why have you sided with AJ here?
Personally, I just think LA Knight is just like completely and utterly lost at the minute, like storyline wise and everything. Yes. And I'm just all like, what is he actually doing here? And obviously, the same similar argument could be made for AJ as well. Yeah. Obviously, he's seemingly broken off from the OC and that.
Oh,
and
gosh, that's all done now.
Yeah, he's going solo on that now. But I've been a huge fan of AJ's for years and that. And I just think, why not just give AJ the win and that? I don't think it's really going to damage LA Knight or anything and that. And yeah, I just think LA Knight's just lost at the minute, and why not give the win to AJ?
AJ's
had to wrestle Shane McMahon at WrestleMania. He deserves wins, all the wins at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Is this the match that LA Knight needs to be good at? Like, is this is what he needs to have that great match? Because like, He was good against Roman, like that was decent in Saudi Arabia, and obviously he got over more because of his talking. But does he need that big match to say, I'm not just a rip-off gimmick of a promo? Like, I can go in the ring. It's AJ, you know, it's the wrestler broom thing. But if LA Knight doesn't look good here, that's got to be him done, right?
This needs to be a Meltzer six-star classic for me for LA Knight to have any sort of longevity.
Like Tokyo Dome, like six-star thing here, doesn't it?
It's just the wrong match of the night.
It's the wrong match for him. It should have been LA Knight and Logan Paul. I don't know
why. I thought it was. I was sure that was where they were going.
Because you know, Logan Paul's a bigger superstar and a better wrestler than LA Knight.
I don't actually disagree with you.
I mean, actually, I can't disagree with that. Jesus Christ,
But that should have been the match because the promos, the build-up would have been better than what we've got. That, you know... The build-up would have been better than both of their current matches. For my money, at least. Oh, anyway, I don't really understand where we are.
Oh,
that's a bold
statement. We're on to that next. Okay, right. Let's move on because, this feels like a whole show in itself. Right, United States Championship, whether it's got a good build according to Ryan or not. Logan Paul, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens. Ryan, let's start with you. What's not great about the build for this match?
I mean, the Elimination Chamber stuff was great, right? Mm. Perfect, well planned, well played out by everyone. I just don't think it needed to... Like, this match didn't need to happen. And to be honest, maybe I've just not been paying... The KSI RKO was great. Good part of the build, I guess. It's just not a match I'm necessarily interested in. I've gone for Logan to win. because I don't think either of those guys need that belt. And it, again, they're a little bit lost. Owens and Orton are both a little bit lost. And I'd rather just see that match, to be honest with you, Orton versus Owens.
Yeah.
Just give me that. I would have been happy. You know, give me Logan and LA Knight in one and Orton versus Owens in another, and I would have been perfectly happy. And I think the promos and the builds would have been much, much better as a whole.
Martin, your view. You've gone with Logan Paul to retain here.
Yeah, to be honest with you, when I was doing my predictions, I was umming and ahhing where to go for a little while and that. More sort of try not to follow my heart too much, that, because personally, I don't see him being a world champion again, but I would like to see Randy have one more title reign of some kind than that. So yeah, I was very much wrestling with my head, or do I go Randy or do I go Logan? And I just sort of went, I can't see Logan personally dropping the belt just yet.
Not with the prime sponsor on the mat as well. Like that's a
serious banner.
Yeah, can you imagine? Because they're doing that Skycam shot thing now, aren't they? Which they've got a sponsor. They've got like an actual sponsor for the Skycam as well now. Like Logan holding the belt up on Prime just seems like it's what they would want to do as a promotional thing.
Yeah, I think so as well. And yeah, why would you sort of have the figurehead of the Prime energy drink and not have him go over that night?
I went with Orton purely because I love Randy Orton. And every week it goes past, my appreciation just grows that, one, he looks incredible. And two, the last few years especially have made me realise that one day Orton won't be wrestling. And I don't want to imagine a time that I'm watching wrestling where Randy Orton is no longer active. Because as much as that guy's had in his career, was it 14 world titles now? It still feels like he's not done as much as he should have. Which is a weird thing to say for a 14-time world champion. But I don't know if it's because all the shit that was always around him in his career and the behaviour and all that sort of stuff, but it feels like he's had that Hall of Fame career and he's one of the greats and all this lot, but it still feels like there's more that could have been done with him.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know if any of you lot have watched it either, but the other week I watched his A&E Legends biography episode and that, and it was really, really good. And yeah, sort of a bit like yourself, Andrew, and that sort of invigorated, like, you know what? Orton's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And just, I think that I've gone with him because I think Orton tends to win. Like, he won the US belt, was it a few years back during the whole Rusev Day stuff? Or a few years now. And it just, like, give him the belt. He can lose it to Logan Paul. I can do the one-on-one. And Orton clearly doesn't mind working with Logan because he's mellowed out now. You know, he's a happy-go-lucky family man, Randy Orton. Now he doesn't break toilets off the wall and stuff like that and shit in people's bags. He just seems to be having fun with it. And they all seem to be having fun here. Like, you watch the segments. It just, Logan Paul is so frustratingly good. Like, he's so good at this. Ali, what do you think?
Well, on Orton, I think he might be the best ever do it. In general, I've got him that high up the list. I think people, there's a lot of people like yourself, Andrew, as well, who, because we didn't have him for so long, he went up so high in their estimation. Like, I hear other wrestlers, even retired ones, say, like, you know, guys in AEW, like, work with Orton for a month and they would get better because they'd learn how to wrestle proper rather than just spots. They would learn to do the wrestling. But I think, like, I know you guys were like, not crapping on this match, but I think this is going to be one of the, like, as a match without all the...
Oh, it's a sleeper. You know, it's an absolute sleeper, this one. This could be good.
Match of the weekend. I think
it could be.
And KO and Orton, the segments they've been having recently are just hysterical. Like, Logan Paul is far beyond what he should be at this stage. I want him on TV all the time. I can't even hate him. It's just fun. And since Randy's been back, he's just loving life. And I think he's going to enjoy this match so well. I'm sure we'll get the double punch at some point. We're going to get a spectacular RKO. I can't remember who I picked to win it, but it's either going to be Randy or or Logan retaining.
You went with Logan.
Spectacular RKO. I think Logan keeps my plan with Randy altogether. I'd like to have him to be the one to take the title of Gunther, because imagine Gunther losing to Randy Orton. That's almost like showing you how important he is, rather than losing to a Chad Gable or a Sami Zayn or a cash into Priest, which I think will happen. But if you have to send Randy to be the one, you know, dropping down from the thing, and then give me the Intercontinental main title when Randy's Intercontinental champion.
Wow. I don't know if anyone saw the digital thing they put out the other day of Orton and Punk watching their WrestleMania 27 match. Hearing Orton talk is so far removed from like the Orton we always heard about, whereas he's just now, like, you know, little things like, I go slow, because if you go slow, you don't get those camera shots, you don't get that methodical approach. Everyone's going hard and fast and all this, like, just slow it down. And it was the very end where it's like, we're old timers, let's go lead this locker room. And it's like, yeah, like, fuck it. Like, gone to the whole, like, oh, you like video games, you're not cut out of this business, it's a hard man's game. Fuck off. Like, let Orton and Punk and those guys just lead the locker room. Like, because they've been there, they've done it, they've been dickheads, you know, they've been pricks, but they've come through the other side, and they can now benefit every one of those young guys that they're, and not even old, young guys, all guys can all learn from Randy Orton.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to just throw it out there. Leave Orton to lose this match, or, you know, he didn't have to take the pin, because I want to see Orton Cody at SummerSlam. That's my
point. I'd love to see Orton versus Cody. Oh,
I think that's actually, no one's talking about it. No one's talking about it. Why would you not make that match? It'll shave it for Mania next year. That needs to happen, because Orton going for the belt, going for the record, whatever. Please. That's why I don't need
the legacy thing
against his protege. Yeah.
Like,
please, just give me it.
Wow.
Those promos.
Well, yeah, because you bring that to legacy. Cody couldn't talk at that point. Now, Cody's one of the most articulate and best promos there is in the business. And as we've said, Ross, like, he's got that style that no one else has. Yeah. Orton has this promo style that not many people have. Those two on the mic building up a match that is years in the making. Oh yes,
I think that's Raw after Mania, or SmackDown after Mania. I think that's got to be Cody's next challenger, first challenger. Sorry,
it could be. We spoke about the Becky thing of who's built up ready to take on the new champion. Cody's coming off finishing the story. You can't just put him against with all due respect, a Damian Priest, even though he's the Money in the Bank holder. You need someone big for Cody to be challenged by. One Orton, we love each other, we got all the history, we came up, I brought you in, but I want your belt now. There you go, done.
Yep. And what better wrestler is there, and what better, like, superstar? Is it a heel Orton as well? A heel Randy is, like, Randy's great. Heel Randy is,
He is the benchmark. He is like the, if you wrote a manual on a wrestling heel, it would have Randy Orton on the cover, the inside cover, right in the glossary, all of it. Orton is the wrestling heel.
Yeah.
Okay, right. WWE Women's Championship up next. Io Sky versus Bayley. I was so excited about this coming out of Rumble, and somehow they've dulled my passion for it. And I hate that, because this is nowhere near as big. This field should be so much bigger than it seems to be put across at the moment. Ross, I'll start with you. What do you think?
Yeah, they've done a fairly bad job of building this. They've tried harder in the last couple of weeks, but it's more about who's going to help Bayley rather than her looking like a strong challenger to Io Sky. I still think Bayley wins this. She deserves to win this.
Yeah, we've all gone with Bayley to win this.
Much like Rhea, Io's done really nothing with that belt since she won it. It was a nice moment to win it. Climbing the ladder, getting the briefcase, and then cashing the briefcase in. All really good stuff, really cool stuff to see. But yeah, she's not had any feuds. She's not had any sort of real challenges for that belt. And yeah, I'm looking forward to Bayley. And there's lots of feuds for her to go straight into as well.
It's that thing of always having an issue when someone turns babyface. She didn't choose to, that she got beat down by Damage Control. She didn't turn babyface, like, they just turned on her. So it's similar to, like, we were saying about, well, why should Bianca be her friend? Because Bianca still hates her. What if we really, why do we like Bayley? Other than we've supported her for years, she'll always be overlooked, you know, even though she kind of hasn't, because she was the star of the pandemic. But, like, it's like when Orton got kicked out of Evolution back in 2005. Like, why are we supporting this guy? Like, he hasn't chosen to leave them. They've just got rid of him. we love Bayley, but we have no reason to love Bayley. We should love Damage Control because they've plotted to take her out. They've been the stronger team. That you know, and I love Kairi saying Nasca, but you know it. Yeah, it's just the build should have been so good. The stories they're like on Raw this week. You had Damage Control there. Have Bayley run into attack. Like it's the go home Raw before Mania. Brand rules are off. It seems. Why is Bayley? I mean, they should do something on SmackDown, but it's not the point. Like you should put Bayley going up, trying to get to him at every opportunity. Why not? Mm. Ali, your view.
I'm guessing couldn't care less is the wrong answer, but
I didn't put that. I didn't put that as an option on the predictions. If I'm honest,
I've got Bayley to win, but again, it's one of those. They're not making me care enough. The only thing I'm excited for is Bailey's old music returning with I'm hoping.
Do we think it will be? Seems like it's going to be, but
two inflatable huggers back, and and don't get me wrong, the stadium will erupt as soon as that music comes and those huggers come up. And you get the tassels back on Bailey. I think we'll be right back there for it, and I'll be there. I'll get up on my feet. I'll be all excited. But again, I think it's a foregone conclusion. Bayley wins.
Yeah.
If not, what are we doing really?
She's won the Rumble. At some point, the Royal Rumble winner has stuck winning titles. It feels like too much time over the years, the Rumble winners aren't winning at Mania, not as much as they used to. And it feels like it cheapens the stipulation in a way because it's you've earned it. You've beaten 29 other people and you fail at the last hurdle. You suck.
It's a bit like Money in the Bank as well, isn't it? Like both of them are kind of they're both kind of floundering a little bit. They need a bit of credibility back and make it that dominant stipulation again.
Okay, right. Last two matches. World Heavyweight Championship. Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre. Martin, we'll start with you because I know you probably have to leave us very shortly. What's your view on Seth versus Drew?
I don't think we can speak highly enough of how great heel Drew has been. He has been absolutely phenomenal. And the fact that he can still keep the whole Punk rivalry going without Punk even being on TV, it's just a testament to how great he is. Me personally, I've got Drew going over on this one. I think he deserves it. And as well, sort of touching on what was mentioned earlier, maybe Seth needs some time off and that. Enjoy some family time, maybe fully recover from some niggles and injuries.
Well, yeah, he's just been cleared. But you think after being out for 3.5 months and working as much as he did from when he won the belt in Saudi Arabia up until the injury, plus every character needs a break. They need time away.
Yeah.
And if Drew's got enough, Drew can piss everyone off. Like, he doesn't need Seth there. Like, he's building up a match, as you say, but I'm looking forward to SummerSlam, Punk versus Drew, and Punk's not even fucking around. Like, I'm so hyped for that match. Like, Drew can just work with anyone. Seth can go and, come on, it's Drew in front of fans at Mania. He needs to win a title in front of a crowd at Mania. Ryan, you're nodding. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's true. It's true to win. I think Seth needs a time off, as we talked about, and I think Drew's character has been so good right now, and you need that. I think you need that strong heel champion to start elevating some of your faces around these brands as well. It's just got to be Drew. It can't be anyone else, I don't think.
Ali, you've gone with Drew. Same reasons as everyone else, I assume?
Well, only because of the options that I've changed my mind since then, put it that way. So hear me out. What happens if Punk costs Drew the title? Seth retains, or you can give it to Priest. You've still got that cash in option. But what if Drew doesn't win the title in front of fans until it's in Glasgow?
That's thrown a spanner in the works, the Glasgow thing. It's really thrown me as well.
He's obviously signed a new deal if he's going to be promoted for Glasgow. That's the first thing that you think of.
Who's a bad guy? Why would he want he would want it because it's Mania, but what's the big deal about him getting the win as a bad guy at Mania? He's going to be a good guy no matter what in Glasgow.
That's true.
Yeah,
he's and massive. If Punk costs him the title, I think Punk's ready to wrestle, by the way. He said too many things with Ariel Helwani the other night. I think Punk's fit and clear to go.
He said a lot of things with Ariel.
He said a lot of things on that MMA hour.
I think that's the reason he's back, and that's the reason he's had an active role in this match. He's costing Drew the title.
It is a weird thing. He hates both men, but right now, who does he hate more? And it probably is Drew. He's not going to want either man to win, but if you gun to his head, he's probably going to want Seth to... Well, it's not he wants Seth, he doesn't want
to really hates Seth as well.
Or, of course, with obviously Damien is hanging around, he's running out of time to cash in the contract. Yep. What better way to Seth to lose the belt than have it switch back on him as like the ultimate heist, the ultimate cash in it, Drew back at the... Damien Priest cashed in his Money in the Bank contract at WrestleMania against Seth Rollins.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, we're 9 years on from the greatest cash in history kind of thing. That was Seth's coming out party. What if it now happens to him?
You imagine Drew's promos if he loses the title because of Punk. And then Punk, Punk wins the title in a month's time or 2 months before Clash at the Castle. So Punk's the champion going into Glasgow. And you've got Drew... like baying for blood, like it will be like.
Yeah, I thought that crowd was like Cardiff for Drew. It's the roof's going to come off that building in Glasgow.
Oh yeah. Wow. See, I still think Punk's out, but Punk will be involved in some way. Clearly, he's not going to just be talking.
He's on comms, isn't he?
Physically. Yeah, exactly. But what's to say it could be Damien Priest versus Drew and Cardiff in Glasgow? If Priest does cash in, he could hold about for 2 months easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then... So it still works the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go with Drew still, but yeah, there's a few spanners that can be thrown into the works here that could ultimately end up that Drew does finally get that win in Glasgow. Because that, why book a show in Glasgow and put Drew on the poster if you're not going to have him either one going in as champion, but you can't put him on the belt or the poster, or two, he wins the title in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Broken dreams, the whole works, everything. That's it. Homecoming for Drew McIntyre.
I think so, yeah. I don't know. It's just, I like the story ending for Drew at Glasgow. Like, make it, because he's going to be the good guy no matter what in Glasgow. You know, he's going to be
the goodest good guy ever.
And if you think it was mad in Cardiff, like, wait till Scottish folk who have been drinking all day get behind them. Right.
Yeah.
You guys don't know what you're in for.
Like, there are 60,000 in Cardiff. There's only 15,000 in Scotland, but that's going to be so much louder.
Oh. If Scotland beat Germany in Euro 2024 the night before, Glasgow would be up anyway. Can you imagine Glasgow pissed up, celebrating Scotland beating Germany, and then going to watch Drew McIntyre in Glasgow with the rest of the championship?
We just called that a Monday.
Well, that is just a Monday. Yeah, it's just it's not. A, yeah, it's a normal school day. It's a normal school day. Absolutely. Okay, right. The main event, the big one. Does Cody end the story? Universal Championship. I know how I want this to end. I listen to how I want this to end. Martin, what do you think is going to happen here?
I don't know if it's blind faith or hopefulness and that, but I do fully believe that Cody is going to finish the story now. It's at the point now where it's a bit like they can't keep him failing to finish the story now. You know, it needs to happen at Mania.
Yeah.
And I think it will. Obviously, not trying to tease you too much, Andrew, but we did have this conversation the other day. But I did see certain Stone Cold got a gift in his pickup truck the other day.
Excuse me. Don't.
You never know. We might get Steve. I believe he is in the air. He is in town and that for it and that doing various bits. But yeah, for me, it has to be Cody.
Okay, before we go around the round table, Mark, I know you got to go. Thank you for joining us on these two shows. We'll catch up, obviously, at Mania and following afterwards. Martin, thank you very much for joining us on the round table.
Thank you, mate.
All right. Cheers, lad. It's been a good one. Cheers.
See you later. Okay, right. Ali, what do you think? Cody, Roman, everything else that could happen, go.
Yeah, I'm gonna just jump in. We're right in 2 feet with you, Andrew. We're in the end game. We're gonna have it's Bloodline rules. I think we're gonna have two new Bloodline members. I think it's Tama Tonga is one of them, and I can't remember the other one. Is it Jacob Fatu? That the other one?
That rings a bell.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
I'm sure it is. I think. So you're going to have, obviously, Jimmy Solo, Rock there anyway. And then I think Everybody says Seth's not going to get a vault. I think Seth's going to come down. Seth and Jimmy are going to get beat down because they're already going to be hurt from matches. I think Sammy might come down,
yep.
and the bloodline will be all over. It'll be like, and then that's when Cena at Austin, and nobody's seen. I'm telling you, Brock Lesnar's going to be one of them.
Oh, I said this to Andrew, didn't I?
Brock is going to be back. Brock, Cena, Austin. I also think you might get Randy down to help.
I want everyone the Bloodline has wronged at any point over the last 3.5 years to show up. KO. So anyone that's been invited, KO, Sammy, Orton, obviously
Drew's
James.
Going down, Drew's going to be down to help the Bloodline. Like, that's
he will be.
Yeah, we've seen
Paul Heyman talking to him. Or he'll be there to stop Seth. One of the two, he'll be involved. It's going to be a full-on like Avengers Endgame, portals, everyone comes out.
Yep. But
it's going to be Attitude Era, eat your heart out.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, bar Cody, can touch Roman.
Yeah.
Cody has to finish the story on his own. He's the good guy. All the bad guys can hurt Cody. That's fine. But Austin, Cena, any of them can't touch Roman. It has to
be. Cody can't pin Roman after he's taken the stunner because it just defeats the whole object.
I want them to take out everybody else. Like,
and also, I think the bigger appeal to people is they want to see Cena give an AA to The Rock. They want to see Austin do one more WrestleMania stunner to The Rock. That's
the
appeal.
Rock sell it like he did.
If Roman is taken out and The Rock pulls Cody off from the surefire pin, then you start it. Then Seth comes out, which brings Drew out. Then that brings Jay out. Then that brings Jimmy and Solo and maybe Tama Tonga. And then you've got like a 4-5-on-1. Cody's kind of beaten down. Roman's laid out. Roman is out, so he's not being touched by anyone.
And then the glass.
And it's literally Cena comes out first because you save Austin.
I don't think you even get Cena music there. You just get Cena coming
Cena
down.
Cena just runs out because I don't think it's a really long ramp. By the looks of it, it's not a super long. It's not like a where Taker can't walk up. Well, but I think it's similar to WrestleMania 31. At least the stage is. I don't think it's a super long ramp. So have Cena run down, no music. He takes out Rock with an AA, or they do a bit of a back and forth. Then Cena gets knocked down and whatever. Rock's on top, final boss, blah, blah. Glass shatters. Place goes fucking insane. Austin comes out, stunner to The Rock. He goes the big sell. Everyone disappears. Cody rises. Roman rises. Do the triple, like, crossroads thing. You got 1, 2, 3. Then do the Bret Hart on the shoulders. WrestleMania 10 celebration with the baby faces.
It's
I'd even have Triple H come out.
With Austin. There's got to be a cheer
of beer. Oh, yeah, there'll be beers everywhere.
Does Triple H even get involved? Because at the WrestleMania press launch, they teased the thing where, like, Triple H, you crossed the line. I know he doesn't physically get involved, and I don't know if he could even throw a punch, but
I would have Triple H come out and almost usher the good guys down when it's 5-on-1.
Maybe it is. Maybe.
And then you bring Cena out, and then the end, the last 5 minutes, or maybe, or 10 minutes, it has to be the bad guys are winning, Austin's music hits. And then Austin comes down last, literally clears up. It has almost like a couple of minutes mini match with The Rock in the ring, stunners him, and then just rolls out the ring, leaving just Roman and Cody both getting up from everything that's happened. And then we get like a 5-minute match at the end where Cody hits 95 Codebreakers to win.
Well, remember just when The Rock and Roman first did the heel turn and Triple X come out and SmackDown, Paul Levesque came out and SmackDown and said, it doesn't matter, whatever, I'm still in charge, it's still my game, blah. And then he hasn't been seen since. Like, I don't know if they've just scrapped that part of the story, but it's like, Paul Levesque's the man. He's tried to speak and put them down. If the Bloodline are taken over, what's to say that, you know, Paul Levesque is pulling some strings behind the scenes to try and get Cody some help? Cody's almost like forming the Avengers, you know? And what's to say that Cody hasn't reached out to the Austins and the Cenas, but the chief operating officer has? And I don't know. The story is a power struggle. Like, Rock's on the TKO board. They keep talking about it. So why not have the board member on the babyface side almost? And it's just, at this point, if it's just a simple 1-2-3 finish, it'd be great, but I will still feel cheated. Because this has got to be the ultimate babyface revenge.
Yeah, it's the end. I don't think we need as much as you're hoping for. I don't think we need all that. I think I'm quite happy with just Seth, Sammy, Jay, because they're the ones who have kind of been involved with Cody and involved with the Bloodline. And
yeah,
then
404 almost.
And then I just have I just thought Cena and Austin, but the more I'm hearing about Brock, I'd be delighted with Brock coming out. And
I'd be surprised if Brock is brought back anytime soon.
Imagine if this music hits.
It would be. I think a bit of a PR blunder, wouldn't
yes.
it?
Yes,
I think it would.
You know,
be.
With everything else going on, and I don't think you need him in the match either. I don't think you
Brock
need
comes
his star
back, and then no chance here. So
as long as Austin's there, you don't need anybody.
No, exactly. And I think obviously Rock has got this current. You know, he is the movie star, and I think we've seen lots of greatly shot cinematic in terms of Cena and Austin in the background on the WWE truck and. Almost since another, obviously, we've had Roman doing the snap. So, in theory, you've got Cody. I don't think it's going to get that because my worry is that it's going to get really overbooked really quickly and it's going to just become a bit of a mess. And Cody and Roman's going to sort of fall short. I'd rather Cody just come out. They all surround the ring in terms of the Bloodline. And then if Cody just snaps his fingers and then you have the glass shattering, you have the scene of music. And the only problem is with having like Seth come out at that point in time, for example, is let's say he just loses.
Yeah.
How much does that devalue what Drew does to him?
Yeah, if he beats
him, unless you have Seth like almost crawl out because he's there to try and it's like I'm beat down, I'm hurt, but damn it, I want to stop the Bloodline because that's what a babyface does.
Well, that's
it is, but at the same time, I just think you've got this position where you've got all these people coming out after matches in theory that night potentially, and I just think it's a case of like, do you really want to do this? Whereas you've got Austin and Cena, in theory, can equal the numbers up on their own.
No. We can't. You can't make the Bloodline, who have dominated for 2 years, two and a half years. You can't have them being beaten down by Cena and Austin just on their own.
It devalues all the current talent, doesn't it?
It does. It definitely does. But I just think in terms of, I don't think you can have.
And that's why the bad guys work, because all the good guys are injured. Yeah. That's why they've got the benefit. It needs to be the Avengers. Everyone needs to be broken down and beaten, trying to fight for cap. Like, I keep staring at Andrew Shield in the background. Like, America. Like, everybody's there to help him. Like, Seth's almost Iron Man. You know, he's the one there, like, beaten and down, and he's still there. And then, as you said, the key is Austin. The feel-good factor around all this for the hero, just hearing Austin's music is the biggest pop in wrestling. It's the biggest, doesn't matter what goes on. Cody's a star. When everybody sings his song, phenomenal. But it will still not out pop that glass shattering and people going mental.
My only issue with seeing those two next to each other is The Rock looks like a fucking monster now. Austin looks like an old man. He's got a beer belly. He's going grey in the beard. The Rock is like a behemoth.
Austin looks like physically? Because whenever I see Austin, he's packed up with a hunting gear.
He looks all right. Years ago.
Yeah, but I think I saw a picture of him a couple of weeks ago where he's been training and he looks.
Yeah, but compared to The Rock now, The Rock is like, The Rock seems like he's grown 3 feet.
Yeah, but
I
just think if Rock's already broken at this point, and then obviously, I mean, the stun is going to hit him so much that he's going to jump backwards, he's going to go into the ropes, fall through the air.
Get some Austin Theory sort of air.
Yeah. I think it will play out fine. I'm concerned that it's going to be really overbooked and really messy.
I think overbooked is going to be the plan, because I think that, remember, this is Triple H first Mania where he's booking it completely himself. And you can tell with his booking, he books a lot like the good old days kind of thing, and he came up in the Attitude Era. That's how he made his name. I think if he's got all this to work with, you know, and obviously he's working with The Rock on this, and Heyman, obviously Roman, they're all involved in this. Like, they're going to want to go all out, because at the end of the day, they're putting Cody over. Like, as much
we
as
all remember
like,
that
Iron Man
match, was that Triple H and The Rock, was it? Where Taker returns and there's all the ministry in
that,
the ring with
exactly
him.
That was overbooked to hell. Chaos. But that's a great moment. You know, that still gets massive views now on YouTube. Those sort of the backlash, Austin's massive pop, one of the biggest moments ever. Overbooked to hell. You got all the Stooges, Vince out there, Shane's out there, like JR on the court. The only thing that's missing is these old JR on, as much as I love Michael Cole, absolutely adore Michael Cole, old style JR on the call would be perfect for this match.
We're going to get Pat losing his shit when
Oh my god!
Glass smashes, though, aren't we?
I just Can we have like a red button almost on the network where you could just view the commentary for the whole match? It's all I want.
But have, you seen, have you seen WWE's footage to put Michael Cole in, Pat?
It's amazing. It's brilliant. The good thing with where they build The Rock up as the final boss and he puts himself over the rest of the roster is that you can have Austin come back and beat the shit out of him because it's The Rock. And he's like, wait, no one's over shit. Like, I'll accept Austin beating The Rock up. Whereas you think, but no one else can. Like, Cody could touch The Rock. That's fine. Seth could because they're going to have a match, obviously, night one. But, you know, can the rest going to hold up? The Rock's the final boss, but Steve Austin's the man. Like, those, you still buy it. You still buy Austin coming out in the jean shorts with the 316 top, and he just, and you get one more back and forth. Yeah, face press, block The Rock bottom, stunner, oversell. That's that done. You've given us the moment of all moments.
That's why you need a little mini match with Austin and Rock. Everybody else is down.
Almost.
Just have a little mini 2-3 minute match where you're getting just, as you say, the low face press, the punches, Rock bottom, miss, stunner. He rolls out the ring from the massive cell, and Austin just gets out the ring. Just pats Cody in the back.
That's all he needs. Yeah.
And that's it. And he could even leave if you want.
And then Roman blindsides Cody with a Superman punch and a spear and pins him and wins.
Oh, Jesus.
But even that, like, it's not what I want. I want Cody to, like, it'll ruin my tattoo if he doesn't. But even that, can you imagine the reaction? You get all the good stuff with Austin, and then just for the other corner of the ring, Cody turns around, Superman points spear, and loses.
Jesus. Like, I think once they knew that they're putting, like, this is where Cody goes over and this is it, it's now a case of, right, let's go all out. So, like, even with all the shit with Rock and blah, 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 it was like, okay, we're going back to Cody. That's still the story. Rock's on board. This is where we're going. Now let's just have fun with it. Let's call in. Like, let's not advertise Cena. Let's not advertise Austin, because you don't need to... Mania sells on Mania's name. You don't need to advertise big guys anymore, but you don't need to bring people on board for it to plug it. And there's no pay-per-view buy rates. It's all on the network now, or Peacock. So just, go mad with it. Overbook it to fuck, because the crowd will pop. And where they're splitting, I think they're splitting the night pretty good, so you're not going to have a lot of tired people after watching 7 hours of Mania. We're looking at, what, 3.5-4 hours-ish?
Yeah, the six man's not going to go that long. The three man, maybe half an hour. LA Knight, AJ Styles, 20 minutes. Bayley, EO, 20 minutes. Drew and Seth go probably 40. And then you've got, give it an hour, I guess. An hour and a half of entrances.
That's it. Cody and Roman could know how to work anyway. Then when you got the interference, that means Cody and Roman can take a back seat because they got the outside interference. That perks the fans up because all the people getting involved are over. So even if they start to tire, like the crowd, okay, boom. Out goes the bloodline, out goes so-and-so. That perks it up again. People are popped for Seth crawling out as that valiant baby face after getting screwed out of his belt or whatever. You know, and then it just perks it up, and then they'll still be up for them when Cody gets that, hopefully, gets that win.
Yeah.
That little niggle where you think, because Hogan's record's oh so close now. It's just after distance, SummerSlam. Isn't it? It's so close.
You need all these interruptions as well to help. Roman can't go long. He's just not got it.
He's working two nights for the first time in what? 5 years?
Yeah.
I don't think the company are at a point now where they want to rub out Hogan's legacy. They've kind of, he's back sort of in the good graces almost. So they can leave him as the long term champion. It's a different era, whatever.
I also wonder if Roman's thinking about, you know, maybe I'm done.
I read a thing the other day that during lockdown, they presumed he was retired and he wasn't.
I saw Heyman said that. Heyman's like, he considered himself retired because he didn't want to, obviously, with COVID going on, obviously his health. Yeah. Roman thought he was done. So what's to say after 4 years of the biggest run ever in modern day, 1,300 plus days of champion,
he's a
multi-millionaire, he can go to Hollywood, he's got that look that he could probably do okay as an actor.
Yeah.
I'm done. Like, I don't need to do this anymore. I only work fucking six matches a year as it is anyway, two of those on the one weekend. Like, just, he's done so well carrying the company,
WrestleMania,
the company doesn't need Roman Reigns.
WrestleMania next year will be his last match.
I think Roman and Rock next year. I think that's it. I think that's still the end game of that little thing. We're still getting Roman and Rock.
Well,
we're still getting
carries on the bloodline, doesn't it? So my prediction with it is obviously Cody winning. And I don't think we get a turn. You know how we keep talking about Rock turning on Roman and
it's too much has happened for that. It wouldn't make sense.
So that's why I think Cody pins Rock pins Cody night one.
Yep.
And Cody wins night two, and then that's when The Rock basically takes over the Bloodline because he beat Cody. Roman couldn't, and almost Roman gets treated the same way as he treated Sammy. He treated Jay, and until Roman finally breaks in, like, I don't know, August, September, October time, and becomes the ultimate good guy.
And I wouldn't even have Roman appear after Mania. I wouldn't even have him shut. I would just have him disappear. Don't have, like, oh, I lost my belt. He just walks away. Even do like a digital back, like a backstage thing where he walks out the ring with Heyman, and he gone. You don't. And Rock comes out after a couple of weeks. Maybe is like, well, I backed my cousin, but he wasn't quite up to it. You know, I beat Cody. He couldn't do it. Boom. There you go. Done. Stays a heel. Just don't blow the final boss already. Like, this is the biggest character in wrestling. Don't turn on it. Like, don't scrap it and go back to the final boss.
But you could turn Roman into the ultimate good guy after
absolutely.
All. Absolutely. This is what WWE always wanted.
You think if they don't put Roman on TV for 6 months after Mania, that first comeback in, say, around August SummerSlam time, can you imagine the pop he gets coming out unannounced as, like, especially after months of The Rock putting little digs in? Have Heyman come back and fucking manage The Rock, because Heyman's been built up. Heyman just sucks onto anyone. And if the final boss is still there taking the Bloodline over, Heyman's like, oh, Mr. Rock, I've got your cell phone. I'll call you whenever. That's Heyman's character to a T. Like, have Roman as that discarded kind of, like, I'm the tribal chief, bitch. Like, I did everything. And you've just cast me aside. Boom, there's your baby face. There's like your biggest, no titles involved, doesn't need it. Roman's last match, whatever. But I think Roman could be semi-done after this show.
Yeah. Even in the build-up, you could have Roman teaming where you could even have Jimmy and Jay back together, like, later on, like, way into next year, I mean, talking, like, later on. And you could almost have them against, like, the new Bloodline, the old Bloodline, leading up to The Rock and Roman. There's so much you could still do with the Bloodline family members that are all involved.
Plus, if Rock does take this, obviously Rock will disappear to do his movies, that's fine. And obviously if he's doing movies, he can't wrestle. Absolutely fine. And Roman takes his time off, which he usually does anyway. It means the Bloodline just takes a break, because we'll have, after 4 years, and it's nearly, well, 3.5 years of the Bloodline at this point, we can now have the Cody Rhodes era, you know, where he is now on top. He was talking in his MMA hour interview, he was talking about Cena, Tom, be the champion without the belt. Well, now you be the champion with the belt, and you be the face of the company. You do all the appearances. You give away tables, you kiss the babies, you pay for people's weddings, you do everything to be that actual superhero. And then you just ride on Drew being the heel and Gunther being there and the workers. And it's a Triple H company where the workers are on top. And the Bloodline just goes away for a bit. Like, Jay's still there, obviously, being main event and yeeting and everything. Jimmy's there, Solo's there. They can still do their bits. And it just keeps Bloodline out of relevancy for now. And then one day, boom, Rock comes back, talks shit about Roman. That starts the babyface turn.
Yeah, perfect.
Cody on top for 6 months. Let's see how he goes. He could flop. Ratings could go down. Ratings are kind of iffy anyway. Roman's going to... Cody shift a fuck ton of merch as champion. Like, absolutely. Let Cody just run the company. See how he goes. No, you've got Rock in reserve. You've got Roman in reserve. And you can go back to the Bloodline if you want to, 6 months down the line.
Yeah.
You don't need long title runs now. It just needs to be great stories. Let it keep going.
Yeah. Great workers, great stories. That's all you need.
The fact that Orton comes straight in as first challenger, it goes into a story straight away.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. That is what we think. That's what we hope. Roman might win, and that's the end of Ring the Bell, because I'm not watching if that happens. Yeah. I'm done. That's it. Okay, right. If you have any thoughts, opinions, anything else on the shows you've heard, you can contact us in normal ways on Facebook at Ring the Bell Show, on Twitter and Instagram at Ring the Bell Pod. Ross, what's the email and TikTok for Ring the Bell?
ringthebellshow@gmail.com, and we are on TikTok at ring.the.bell.pod.
There you go. If you want to, and we'd be appreciative if you do, give us a 5-star rating and review, and like, share, all that stuff. You can find us on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music Podcasts. Wherever they do podcasts, you will find Ring the Bell. Okay, enjoy WrestleMania. There's something for everyone on that show. There really is. And we will catch you next week with the fallout of Mania and the Raw after WrestleMania, the SmackDown after WrestleMania. Heyman once said that the busiest week is leading into Mania as much as the busiest week is coming out of WrestleMania. So. Yeah. We're only
got a lot of shows to do in the next couple of weeks.
So much to come. But for now, thank you. Firstly, to Martin, who's had to leave us early. Thank you to Mr. Ryan Goodman.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to Mr. Ali Thompson.
Thank you for having me, sir.
This has been Ring the Bell. I've been Andrew.
And I've been Ross. Andrew.
Yes.
Ring the bell.